May we have the invocation, please, from Pastor Dan Keck?
Thank you, and thank you for having me again this night, and hello, everyone. I brought along my favorite coffee mug, and the saying on my coffee mug says, lead with vision. And I got that as a gift, and it was always, it's great, it's a reminder for me to always keep in mind our congregation and what our mission is. And I think the same holds true with the town council. You know, keeping in mind the community and what is what we have before us and the direction that we're going. And I think it's always a good thing to remember. And then the Bible verse on the other side of the mug is from Proverbs chapter 3. That says, in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. Let's pray. Gracious and loving God, we thank you for this night. We thank you for this amazing community and the council, town council, that leads and guides it. Lord, we pray your guidance this night and be with the council as they make the decisions that impact our community and the residents and the visitors that come. And Lord, continue to guide us and keep us focused and keep them focused on the vision that is before them. All this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate you coming out this cold morning. Let's join in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Let's have the approval of the consent agenda.
Can I make a motion?
First, we have to go ahead and I need a motion to excuse Mayor Dean Lambert.
Make a motion to excuse Mayor Lambert.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Approval of consent agenda items.
Make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. We have an adoption of the agenda. Do we have any?
Request to add number 3 under old business.
Okay.
Just an update on the Sandman.
Right.
Meeting for this coming Thursday. And you have something she gave you before.
Yeah.
The meeting. And I emailed you earlier in the week.
Okay.
And make a motion we remove new business number 1 and 2 since the mayor's not here.
Right. Okay. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. All right.
Wilsinski, also there's something that needs to be added to underneath the committee.
Thank you, Nancy. That's absolutely correct. We have... under committee business, we need to add Dennis Moore's name to the list of interviews for the position of town representative to the Cape Fear Disabilities Commission. Amy Blozinski has withdrawn with another opportunity. So, okay.
Can we just go ahead and say you did that?
make a motion to add S.
I second or second?
Second.
It's already on there, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Do we have anyone signed up to speak? Mm-hmm. Yes, we do. Hang on.
Yeah,
Gail, please.
Good evening, commissioners. I'm making my annual trip to request funding for the free song concerts that we did in June, July, and August. We are requesting the same amount as last year, which was $8,800. And if y'all would like to round that off to $9,000, we but we do appreciate everything that Curry Beach does for us. These are great concerts. They're well attended. They're very popular. And you have the list with the dates that we have this year in June, July, and August. So we hope that y'all agree that the Chamber's programs are a responsible investment of the ROT and marketing fund dollars, and we'll approve this once again this year. And I think this is like the 12th year that these concerts have been going on.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any discussion on that? Gail, thank you. That'll probably be, that will be part of our budget process discussions. But,
okay, and I do know I have to submit that outside funding request, which I'll do as soon as it's available online, and AC said probably by the end of this week.
Okay.
So I'll do it as soon as I can.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very kindly. Mr. Ellen.
Good evening. I'm John Ellen and live at 181 Seymour Place. Members of the council, I know Mayor Lambert received this email, maybe some of the others did, from Mike Kozlowski, who is the executive director of the Wilmington MPO. And it talks about a mayor's challenge for street and pedestrian safety. And I wondered if indeed this city was going to accept that challenge. And if you were, if you haven't picked a representative yet, I'd volunteer to do that.
Okay.
And I don't know if, you, if the council is going to accept the challenge. And,
not. Every council member has seen that. Could you explain a little bit more?
On January 23rd, the United States Department of Transportation announced the mayor's challenge for safer people and safer streets. Secretary is challenging mayors and local elected officials to take advantage in action to improve safety for bike riders and pedestrians of all ages and abilities over the next year. The Mayor's Challenge participants will be invited to attend the Mayor's Summit for Safety People, Safer People, Safer Streets, sometime in March, and their cities will spend the next year helping the community undertake seven activities to improve safety. Those seven are: take a complete streets approach, identify and address the barriers to making the streets safe and convenient for road users, gather and track biking and walking data, use designs that are appropriate to the context of the street and its uses, capture the opportunities to build on-road bike networks during routine resurfacing, improve walking and biking safety laws and regulations, and educate and enforce the proper road use behavior by all. The cities can join the challenge by emailing their team leader to, and there's a website, additional information will be come out later. I didn't know if the council had accepted that challenge, if you were looking for a team leader.
Any discussion?
I think
any questions
all
for Jack?
The tourists that we have here, having safer streets would be a good thing to have. And if you're volunteering to be our leader for it, I'd certainly be in favor of it.
So, it's just, what are we going to focus our time, energy, and money on? Because this is going to be another one of those things where the police chief and the public works director are going to get sucked into it. Like most big government programs, it has seven parts, so I'm sure there's all kinds of data stuff that Nancy's going to have to pull with the fire chief on. How many people got hurt the last 10 years on the streets? We're going to have to pay someone to go out and watch the traffic to say how many bikes we have on weekends and what are we going to get for it. So that will be my question, right? So, what comes out of it that helps the citizens for the investment that I think it's going to require, right?
Well, like I said, like to know more from Mr. Allen about how you think it might be organized. I don't see us paying somebody to go out and keep track of traffic and bicycles and all.
I agree that we shouldn't spend any money. The town should not spend any money to be a part of this. It might be some advertising.
Well, that's my point, right? So when I read it, it's like every other great safety thing, right? It's great on the surface, but then it becomes to meet the requirements of that program, just as you heard it, right? Without even looking at it, there's seven parts and some of them require data, right? He read the data requirements.
Biking and walking.
Right. some of them require changing ordinances to conform to whatever the safety person says the ordinances are for safe people on the streets. So that's an ordinance change to P&Z and the council. I mean, I see it in a lot of different ways, and it's like, okay, if we get something for it, if we had people that the fire department were going to cause on getting hurt, we should address that, not participate in this big program necessarily. And not that I'm against them per se, but I want to know what we're getting out of it, and I don't see the clear path of what we're getting out of it, I guess, is where I'm at. I mean, I'm fine with sending a rep to ask that question, but that's what I would want to know.
Well, I think we are. My knowledge is that we are a fairly safe community. We don't have a lot of accidents, bikers, talking to the police chief last year, but we have some other bike committees going on. There were only 3 bicycle accidents. And my understanding is 2 of those, the bicycle actually hit a parked car.
Right.
So.
Well, I sort of sense the same way because I'm on the fire department. We go to the calls, right? So, I mean, I'm not saying our streets are as safe as they should be or could be. What I'm saying is this program going to make them better for the investment. And I don't know. I'm fine with us. If you guys want to send someone there and find out, but that's the question I'd want whoever goes to answer before we start getting work down to department heads on stuff that's not helping them move forward what we need them to do for the city.
Is there a website, John, that can be visited and maybe glean more information from before?
Sure.
When would we have to make the appointment? Well, if we participate,
it said
you've
the meeting
opportunity.
Will be in March.
Right. So,
but I don't know. It doesn't
so
have
it could be before our next meeting.
It could be before our next meeting.
Yeah. Especially if we move it, right?
What's that?
Especially if we move it,
yeah,
because everyone's gone.
Well, let me get into it, and I'll shoot you an email on what I find out.
Okay, John.
Yeah, if you see it's worthwhile, make the case, right? That's all I'm asking, because I can see it becoming an issue for the police, an issue for public works, potentially town hall, according to what they have to look up. I mean, I want the town recognized for good stuff, but. That's where I'm at.
Maybe there's been another local community that has participated and can give us some information.
Sounds like this is the first time.
Okay.
Can I take one more moment and another second?
Sure.
I know that the WMPO has been coordinating with the town, and there are going to be town meetings. A presentation to the local councils, community councils, during late February and March on the Cape Fear Transportation 24. And you're looking at the presenter. So I just want you to know that. Hopefully we can get this as an agenda item on the March meeting. Mm-hmm. And the others are all set up. They put out a schedule. And ours is the only one that wasn't scheduled because the people up there in town know that you're moving the March meetings.
Okay.
Whenever that gets, that meeting is planned, I'll have to do
that. Does that 2040 thing tie into the population projections and everything else that we have?
It is all the work that's been done over the last year in rack and stack of the priorities for pedestrian, bike pedestrian, ferry subcommittee, which was really water taxi is what it deals with, not ferry, you know, more new ferries. Mass transit, airplanes, and freight rail.
Okay.
So those separate subcommittees, and there's maps of the Wilmington, WMP, the greater Wilmington area with the different projects shown on the map that are scheduled to be done.
Okay. That'll be interesting because mass transit implies needed parking.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, John. Anyone else wish to address council? Okay. Let's move on. Discussion and consideration of committee business. Board of Adjustment. Community Center Committee. Marketing Committee. Parks and Recreation Advisory Board. Planning and Zoning Commission. Shoreline Access, Beach Protection and Parking Committee. Mr. Gonzalez, good evening.
In your packet, you see a couple weeks ago I came before you said that we were going to do a brochure on bike safety, pedestrian, golf carts. And this is what we came up with. It's going to be a tripod. This is just a rough draft. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a tripod like this. So everybody knows that that's not the correct size. And and basically, with that, I got two quotes that have 3,000 copies made. One was from Southern Signs, which was $625.95 for 3,000. And the other one was from Staples, which was $1,344. So that's a no-brainer, Southern Signs. And that's with getting 3,000, two-sided, full color, and it's folded professionally, however they do it there. And we would order 3,000. That's what we ordered for the other brochure. And also with that, if you agree with that, we would like to, at the same time, order another 3,000 of these for this coming year. So we would double that, 3,000 for this brochure, and then 3,000 for the bike brochure.
So it'd be 625 twice.
That's correct. And is there any, does anybody say anything about the brochure or?
Dennis, or the police department worked with you on it, right?
Oh, yeah. As you see, Dennis put his police emblem on the front page. So he looked at it and he loved it.
I would say that the Advisory Committee on Traffic took a look at this thing, made a few recommendations that helped. What was the name of the designer, Tony?
Carrie Guardian.
Carrie Guardian?
Yeah.
I think she did a nice job.
From who was on my committee.
Yeah, that's good.
And she did an outstanding job.
Yeah. I want to say thank you to SLAP. I want to say thank you to everyone who was involved in this. I think it's a fine document. It's going to help with safety.
Mm-hmm. And it might help with the few items that he brought up in the beginning. Mm-hmm. I don't think any other town, that I know that has a brochure like this, a tripod about bicycle, pedestrian, golf carts.
Distribution plan is?
Well, what we do, when we get them made, we distribute them to different hotels, rentals, realtors, and then I think we will probably bring some of the bike rentals here. I think there's two bike shops in Carolina Beach. Mm-hmm. I think we should drop off a bunch there and see how it works out.
That's good.
There's an item here that we may want to look at for the future, and that is the fact that Cree Beach requires a bell on the
bicycle. Yeah, I saw that too. Yeah. I was like,
with the windows up, you are not going to hear a bell.
Yeah, it's the way we took this, we didn't make it in sentences, you know. We made it where it would be easy to read and not boring.
It's good.
Hopefully kids would look at it also, you know, and read and learn. So what I do need a motion to accept this so we could go into print with this, and then also the second or the third motion is to get them made, and the other trifold, get those ready for this season.
Make a motion to approve both the trifolds as presented, and let Arlen tell us where we're paying for it from.
That'll come out of their budget.
Yeah, we have money.
Yeah. Do you have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Well, thanks. Okay. Tony.
Got it. Good job, Tony. Thank you.
I didn't have one.
And then we have the Cape Fear Disabilities Commission applicant interviews. Do we have both candidates here this evening? Okay. All right. Which one of you would like to go first? Name and address, please.
Deb McKenna, 208 Seawatch Way, Curry Beach.
Okay.
I graduated from University of North Carolina, Greensboro, with a master's degree in special education, which offered me the opportunity to work with special needs children for 11 years, and I did this across four different counties. But during that time, I worked with professionals of all different disciplines to ensure that the rights of students with physical, emotional, and cognitive disabilities were ensured their rights in accordance with the civil rights laws. I also have experience in the corporate world. For 18 years, I worked for Lucent Technologies, where I was a senior program manager implementing data and telecommunication systems across the East Coast, which required me to interface with people interdisciplinary actions and make sure that we met full schedules on time and at cost. So I had the communication skills that were necessary to interface with large numbers of people and participate on committees of various disciplines. Also, I have worked extremely hard with families of persons with disabilities, ensuring that they know their rights under the law and are able to take opportunity of these rights and not only have other people become their advocates, but to learn to become advocates for themselves. Because nobody will ensure their rights as well as the families of these people. And that's been particularly enforced by the Partners in Policymaking, which is a program that persons that have children with disabilities, they go to eight different classes across two weekends, and they are taught all the laws that persons with disabilities are covered under, and they learn how to become advocates for themselves, and that's what I would like to do for our community.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
And
any questions? Questions? Okay. Thank you, Deb.
Thank you.
I think I should just leave now.
No, you should never.
Dennis Moore, 1203 North Fort Fisher Boulevard. I wasn't sure exactly what the whole committee entailed. Mm-hmm. We've been moved here about a year ago and wanted to get involved with the community. I worked in construction all my life, so I know a lot about the construction side of disabled and disability. That's about all I know. I'm a disabled person myself. I have a severe heart condition. But I have a bachelor's degree in biology, University of Cincinnati, and I have a master's degree in theology. But as far as all the experience she has, I can't even come close. She sounds like she's perfect for the position.
Pretty half prayed.
Well,
can you be the alternate?
Is there anything else you'd like to offer, Mr. Moore?
No, I don't think so. You know, I knew it would be a learning experience for me, and that's what I was looking forward to. But as far as experience and knowledge, she's the right person for the job.
Well, we applaud all of our citizens that wish to come forward and participate in our community to make it a better place to live. I would certainly look forward to you, if you're standing back from this opportunity, to take maybe some other opportunity within the town and keep your eyes open, and certainly there's probably a lot you can provide.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you.
If I may, the one thing that I have been considering when we were looking at this position is, one, why it couldn't be an interdisciplinary, even though maybe only one person can go to meetings at Cape Fear. Because I thought the one thing that would be very difficult is somebody that had the engineering background that understood the requirements for the accesses that people with disabilities have. So we could work together in any way.
Sure. Whatever you need.
Whatever you need. Yeah, because we have co-representatives. Yeah. I mean, I've worked with this committee when I worked with the city of Wilmington, and I don't think they would mind us having two representatives. They'd probably welcome it.
What if we had a primary and an alternate?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To be called primary
and an alternate.
To be,
and if you wanted to go to meetings together, that would be fine too.
Sure.
So you can learn more about what they do.
Mm-hmm. So I make a motion with appoint Deb McKenna as the primary and Dennis Moore as the alternate for the Cape Fear Disability Commission.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right.
Thank you both.
Thank you both very kindly.
And I hope both of you, I hope both of you understand that now you are representatives. You're required to participate in the polar plunge on Saturday.
Exactly.
How does it work out?
Exactly right.
He's got a condition.
There you go. Smart
money.
That's right. Yeah, exactly right.
Okay. Moving on, discussion and consideration of department business. Admin and finance. Mr. Copenhagen.
Okay. The first item is the budget calendar. We kind of briefly went over during the retreat in January, and I invited everyone a copy. And I guess it's really just to get consensus on that. If you pretty much follow what we've done the last few years, the same type of activities and slash of all state regulations.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I make a motion we adopt the calendar as presented and have the town office send out the two Thursdays, the 9th and 23rd, as calendar items so we can put them on our calendar. Mm-hmm. So make sure and don't travel.
Second? Do I have a second?
Second.
Are all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay. The next item, also at the retreat, we spoke for a while regarding the salary survey that Nancy and I had put together. And there were a number of follow-up items, I guess, that the council had asked for. And I guess my question right now is how we want to proceed with that. Whether you want me to just give you the information, whether we want to schedule another meeting to go through that information, whether we want to do it as part of the first budget workshop.
We had asked for some means and some data and what would it
cost
for certain directions. Probably something we may want to do in a workshop. I don't know.
Do you feel like you need to explain it? Or
can you give it to me before the workshop? So I can,
right.
That's what I'd like to have it before the workshop.
Oh, yeah.
So we can discuss it.
I mean, I can send it to you. I can give you a hard copy of some summary information right now, but I can give you everything. I can email you a copy of all the detail, all the summaries.
Yeah. For me, I think emailing out is fine.
Yeah.
And then, so are you asking how to approach the budget from some of the data? Because if you have specific questions, if you send them with the data, I think we'll be able to figure out if we need a meeting to talk about it or we can give you good guidance on it.
Not necessarily specific questions, because I think in the retreat there was some direction on start with this approach.
Right.
So I guess for me it was more how you want to proceed from this point and whether you wanted a session where we sit down and go over it. I mean, I think I can hand it out and it should be fairly simple to follow, but if anybody has any questions, I'll be definitely available to answer any of those. So it was more just kind of what you want the next steps to be.
I would. Personally, I think I'd like to get the data, see the data, and take action on the data at the workshop.
Yes.
What do you think? Would that work?
Yeah, that's fine. Because I think we had spoken at the retreat to kind of use a certain, I think the benchmark number and kind of build that initially into the budget.
That's right.
That was the approach I was going to take.
So. Yep, I think that's right.
Right.
So tomorrow I can email that out to you.
Okay, good. Thanks.
So we have consensus on that form of action.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
Okay. The next item I have, I guess as part of the parking in the corral, there was actually a survey that was performed, and we have a bill for that now. A discussion with Sunny, and I guess also looking at what the nature was, it felt should really come out of the committee budget, since that's really where the request came from.
Okay.
So I guess what I'm asking for is to pay this bill of $450 for a survey out of the committee budget.
Make a motion to pay the $450 survey from the committee budget.
Discussion?
Do we have the money for it?
Yes.
Oh, because it's not taken out of the committee money. I mean, I asked for it because we didn't know.
Oh, well, that's where, yeah, that's what I'm recommending.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right, so we have a motion and a second. We have a second?
He said Steve second.
Oh, you said second? All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Got it.
Then I just wanted to mention one other thing. As a resident of the town, we had a break-in at our house. We just wanted to let you know, I guess, the great job that the police department did.
Did they catch him?
Catching the person within 12 hours.
Nice.
Getting our items back pretty much in one piece. nothing that they could do about that, but, some of the stuff was damaged. But wow. It was done very quickly, and, they did a great job.
Take it, not a local person that broke in, I hope?
Fairly local.
Oh.
On the same island?
Maybe on the same
You can tell me afterwards, and I'll tell you that.
But I just wanted to let everybody know.
Thanks, Arlen.
Yeah, I'm sorry that happened.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
But I'm glad they called me up back.
Yeah. Okay.
Building department.
Yeah, it's not here. Here.
Is that Sonny?
No, building is now. Building inspection.
Oh, well, yeah, that's
John.
Me.
John.
Excuse me.
That's you.
Yeah, that's actually me.
See, being on the spotlight is different.
I call it codes and enforcement. I'm standing here saying, who the heck's
being on the spotlight is a little different, see?
Okay. Fire department.
Hello.
Chief. Welcome, Chief.
All I'm telling you, I've got a day of win. Overstep my bounds. I've got Mr. Kennedy going to school. I did budget for him to do that. I did not know that we had a $500 limit policy on sending people to school. So I sort of overstepped that quite a bit. We got him enrolled in his master's degree, and he's doing very well. And to me, it's a very big plus for the town for him to continue his education since it is fire connected. Hopefully, he will be the future of Cary Beach Fire Department for the next 25 to 35 years. And the more he knows, the better off the town is. He's very sharp, very smart. A little brief I give you is, if you look at the list of skills obtained and since starting the business program, the increase in volunteer roster by 20%, the increase in volunteer hours by 300%, the increase in junior cards fundraising by 300%. All of that is because the programs were working, the programs were well, but they were getting stale. And Mr. Kennedy has new ideas, and he brings them to me, and for the most part, they're all top-notch. I don't think I put it out on you, but at the moment we have 5 people in EMT classes right now. We have 9 lifeguards that are EMT certified for the last 4 years, on an average of 9 on the beach. We have 14 EMT trained personnel in the fire department. And that's a total of 23 EMT personnel. And with 5 more, it goes to 28. So I know all that's not connected to the tuition that his classes cost for what I'm sending to, and I can cut it out. But I think that the town would be well served to do this. And I have one more that's taking classes and sending him to get his fire science degree, and that's Daniel Russell. And Daniel is, in case anybody doesn't know, has forgotten, is in charge of lifeguards. He's the head lifeguard coordinator under Ed, and he does a great job, and he's very smart. These young people that we have today are by far more dedicated, but they're as dedicated as anybody that was in my tenure. And they're way smarter and way more educated. I didn't have any formal education. I had to come up through the ranks and learn it by seeing my britches and the hard knocks on my head. And some of them are pretty hard. But what I'm asking for is to continue to educate Mr. Kennedy at the rate at which we are going. It was a budget item by me. I did budget it. But there is a town policy that there is a $500 limit that would have to be changed by council. And Arlen tells me that we need to send Mr. Kennedy a bill for a tax. He's got to pay taxes on the amount of money that pays for tuition and books. So that's where I'm at. Just to let you know, a little item here in going through all this. In 2011, we had 120 calls from Cherokee's Fire Department. In 2014, we had 284. And this year is already above at the same point. So it's a never increasing thing. Of course, in 2011, we had 51 EMT calls. In 2014, we had 109 EMT calls. The EMT calls continue to go up at a higher rate than all the other calls. So that's a little bit of information y'all might need today. And I'm sure everybody remembers that in 2009, when we become a fire class, that by the minimal standard, we saved this town $500,000 a year on your premium for your fire insurance. Mine equals my tax bill within $50.
So
that's it, and that's every year.
So how much is it a one time? Is that like a semester or a year, the current policy for Arlen?
So right now, I think the policy is $500 per year.
Per year.
At this point, we've already spent about $4,600.
Yeah, I understand. So, well, we need to know the exact amount for the year if we're going to change it. I mean, so we have two things to do. First,
keep it the same, just make this one time exception.
Yeah, first we have to approve it, right? Or we're going to have to bill in for what we've already done.
You also run into, there's a lot of tax issues here.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's like the living program, right? You got to tell the government that he got something and he's got to pay taxes on it. I understand.
He's getting his master's in?
An MBA, Master's of Business from
ECU. Oh, an MBA? Okay. All right. I guess the question would be, right, if we've directed him to do that, there's a potential obligation there, right? I guess the point is how do we imply on him the obligation that if we invest in him, he will continue to invest in the town?
Well, so Corning made me sign up for years, right? So if I accepted the money, you had to stay or pay it back, right?
Same at IBM, we did the same thing.
Right.
If you went to the master's program, you had to stay minimum of 2 years, or if you like, before the 2 years was up, you had to write them a check for the program.
That's how Corning was.
So maybe
maybe Arlen could come up with something like that and present it at our next meeting.
Yeah, so I think we have two issues. One, I think the chief told an employee, hey, yeah, we've got this, and then it turns out we've got a problem, right? So I think we fixed that, and then I think for moving forward before he re-registers, we need to decide whether we're going to support or not and let him know that, right? Don't you see the same thing, Nancy, as the HR person?
I think you have a third problem.
Okay.
And that you're offering a specific benefit to one employee that you're not offering to any other employees. What's to stop me from saying, well, my finance specialist needs an MBA?
Well, yeah, that's where we got to talk about it, right?
To do their job.
Correct.
So that's my biggest concern. The policy that's in your packet is for an employee who wants to get a degree or take something that's not directly.
It's in the Adobe one, right?
Have to have some impact on your work, and it's $500 a year.
I would.
You have to bring in your courses and show that you passed your
right.
grades and all that.
When did we say that? Just
straight out pay for somebody to get their
Well, I think what we need to do, though.
Okay.
I think one of the things we need to do is we need to identify a program. Obviously, I would not be one to offer this type of capability to everyone. If there is some type of a leadership path that you are accepted into, again, in a corporate world, if you are in a particular leadership group, you have these opportunities. If once you get into that group, you qualify for the opportunities. If you're not in that group, you don't qualify for these opportunities.
You still, for tax purposes, need a whole written plan.
Yes,
that's what I'm saying. So I think.
So when does he have to register again? Do you know?
Credit card charges.
Not until the fall, no.
Yeah, he's probably already started class this semester.
Well, and are we paying tuition? Are we paying books? Are we paying test fees? Are we paying book rentals? Are we paying lab fees?
Because right now, all that's being put through on the credit card.
Okay.
Okay, we need ideas.
I think it should just be tuition. And I agree, you know, with David and Craig that the idea that the town gets something back, that's how I went to college for teaching. I had to teach so many years or pay it all back. And I think between Arlen and Nancy's experience in human resources, we can come up with some sort of policy that would be agreeable. And I like the idea that it has to have something directly to do with your job or the future of your position with the town. I mean, if you were just majoring in French or something, then you know, you may not get it. I also have a question about Mr. Russell. Is he a full-time employee? So that's another one. Yeah, that's another one we may be looking at when we do this.
Well, I think Nancy's point is very valid. We got to be careful because you can blow up education programs and spend a lot of money. So I think my personal opinion is I don't like that we didn't know the policy very well, right? But I think we don't want to punish. Well, we don't want to punish the employee, especially if we've already got the budget. But yeah, okay, y'all take whatever, right? I said I don't like we didn't know it, right? I think we do need to look at it. For $500, you can't even go to K-Fair Community College for a year. So I don't know when we set that, but I think that's too low for all the rest of our employees because I think we won't. Jim's waving his hand. He must have said it.
I was asked when I was on council to go over the administrative policies, and that was one of them that was initiated. The intent was for everybody to have the same right.
It had to
be job oriented. But I think that you'll find if you check the resumes of most upper level administrators in fire departments throughout the country, that when they go into MBA programs, there's not a whole lot of fire MBA programs. And that they're taking administrative MBA work. Because an administrator basically is an administrator.
Right.
But Nancy is perfectly right. You can't cut out a rule for an individual and eliminate everybody else.
Do you think, Jim, that you can't identify, I don't want to say, class is the wrong term, but let's say job codes. At certain job code, you have a qualification for higher education. I mean,
one of the possibilities would be to contact at the federal level the National Fire Academy, and they've probably got information that could be accessed there, because they've got MBA programs that are run through the Fire Academy located in Maryland.
Yeah.
The other part, again, for like tax purposes too, is whether the program directly affects their job or impacts their job, and that if they're studying something that would actually qualify them for a different job, it, again, it's not going to meet IRS guidelines as something that would be tax-free.
I mean,
an MBA would not, in this case, it would qualify the person for a new or different job.
An MBA would qualify an individual for a management position, right? I mean, I know there's a lot of finance in it, but I mean, if you're going to run, $1 million budget or something like that, I mean, I'm just saying that we use MBAs. We have engineers who go get MBAs. Right. They're still engineers, right? So, I mean, that's. I think what we need to do, though, we got some work to do. But I certainly don't think he should be impacted on this year's taxes, based on what we ask him to do.
And we're going to come up with something, because right now it is.
Yeah, that's fine if it is impacted. He's still getting a good deal. I mean, because it happened to me. I don't know if you did yours. It was a tax impact, but it's worth it.
Well,
I mean,
you're
for what you're getting out of it, paying the taxes on it is a good deal, right? Because, I mean, it just is, right? So we're going to follow the rules. Arlen's going to keep us following the rules, and that's exactly what we should do. And if the employee doesn't understand that, we need to tell him that. But I think he'll understand that it's a good deal. He's taking the MBA. He already understands money, so he'll realize. I guess we have to square up one thing for sure, so that Arlen and so the fire chief's back within bounds. And then we got to give guidance for the future in the short term and long term, right? So what do you need from us, Arlen, to get the fire chief back in bounds right now? And then what do we need to work on to figure out what to tell the employee to stay in bounds in the future? That's what I'm asking, right?
Well, I guess right now you would have to approve him. Correct me if I'm wrong, but an exception to the town policy.
Okay, that's number one, right?
Then after that, I mean, you'd have to continue to approve exceptions.
Well, we want to tell him we're reviewing the policy, I think, and then decide if we're going to do it or not.
Right.
I don't think you do exceptions from here on out. That doesn't feel right.
Well, I'm just saying that I don't think so either. But
right.
I mean, so the next thing would be, you know, what type of education programs you want.
That's right. Exactly right.
For employees.
And when do we need to have that second thing done by? It's kind of, we need to find from Ed when we need to have our plan so he can make his plan.
Right.
Well,
it's pretty much done.
Right.
I mean, like I said, the charges came through on the credit card.
Well, it's done for now, but he's not graduating. When does he? He doesn't graduate next time,
semester.
So he's got some more semesters.
Right.
So
and
it's not done.
And then it's whether you want to set any type of limit.
Well, yeah.
It's just going to be open-ended.
Well, no, I think we do, right? So I started my MBA with one company, and their limit was, it was initially $1,500 a year, and then it was $5,000 a year. And Wake Forest was a lot more expensive than that, so I took loans for the difference. And then I came to Corning, and they were making lots of money doing fiber optics, and so they paid for Auburn, basically, and I had to sign up for time, right? And so I think there's lots of programs. So I make a motion that we approve an exception for the current semester that's already done so that the fire department is back within bounds to finance. And then I request the chief to work with our employee to tell us when we need to have the next plan done by so he can make a decision on his future school. That's my motion.
Any discussion?
No.
I would like for one of you to contact some of the other local municipalities and find out what their limit is. You know, is it 500 or 5,000 or, you know, 5,000 a year or whatever?
No, a whole lot more than ours.
And maybe the League of Municipalities already has something along those lines.
Okay.
Okay.
Any other points? If not, do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
So, Chief, what we need back is when he needs to know what our new program, if we're going to have one, is. So, for future rec, future is $500 a year.
Right.
And then we'll work on a program to figure out what it is before he registers for the next one. No, for I think it would be for all employees. That's why we got to work on the plan. This exception is for the current class that is already
this semester.
The horse is out of the barn, but the other horses, before we get to another horse, we need to know and have what we're going to do. We need to communicate to him because he's got to make financial decisions based off what's going to happen, right? He'll either choose to continue on his own, to take out loans, or to stop based on what our change plan is. I mean, do you guys agree?
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's the right course of action. And I would like to see some level of commitment, but we can look at that in the...
yeah. I think when we changed the program, that's, we add that to the policy, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
So, but you did it the same way, right? You signed saying 2 for 1, right? For every year they gave me money for, I signed up for 2 more years with Corn.
Did you have to tag him to get reimbursed?
They would build a company.
So for me, you got reimbursed after your grade, so I took a student loan for the first semester and then I rolled it.
Because I think that's another important part of
it. Yeah. Yeah. And so what I did is just rolled the student loan. So I took one student loan at the very beginning, and then after the first semester, I just paid the next semester with the reimbursement. And when I graduated, I paid the loan off at the end.
So, Chief, he needs to pass because we've already paid for it.
Yeah.
Right.
He needs to pass this semester.
Oh, yeah. That's never a problem.
Right. And I don't think it would be a problem with Ed, but we should reimburse him after he passes.
Right.
We should go ahead and...
So are there tax reasons on the differences between the two? Because I know companies have done it both ways.
Well, I mean, it's next year's
tax
problem.
Well, no, it's not.
Problem.
It's because we don't have a plan. It's also, we don't have an official education assistance plan. Well, we do, but it's $500.
Yeah.
Once you modify that or approve an exception, we really have no money for tax purposes. So.
Yeah. So what about if we send people to courses, because we do that too and pay for them?
Right, but that's more of a training versus a degree program that you get into differentiation there.
So you're saying we couldn't send anyone to a degree program by the town if we wanted to? Let's take it offline when we actually talk about this, right? So there'll be a lot of questions like that.
Well,
what is it, ma'am?
I just have a lot of concerns. I mean, if we're going to do a different policy, then we need to talk about the policy. But if it's up to the department head and I've got somebody I'm going to train to do HR, am I okay to pay for my master's in HR?
Well, I think we got to talk about that. That's right. I think we got to talk about it, right?
Yeah.
So we know, most towns will pay for job-related training. This is for tuition reimbursement. It's for somebody who wants to get a degree. We'll help you if it's in some way related. But to actually pay for somebody to get their master's degree, if that...
We got to talk about that, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think we know what we want to say. That's why I said let's get back in bounds and then let's figure out what we're doing in the future, right? And that's why it's important for Ed and the Chief to tell us when he needs to know that by, before he registers for the next session.
Well, he registers for anything to do with
this career. Okay, well, I understand.
However long.
Well, we don't want him holding up. We need to give him an answer.
He just started his class.
I understand, but it goes faster than... semesters go really fast.
Also, if we're talking about it, I mean, is it going to include like all the tax, all these different things that haven't come through yet?
No, tuition reimbursement. I mean...
Yeah.
So all the other things, so we've got to let him know
about
his town credit card for...
is this his first semester?
I don't
want to
take it back now.
Yeah, no.
Is this his first semester?
No.
No.
Second semester.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a two-year program.
Okay. Is it?
I don't know.
It probably is.
Yeah.
It's probably a lockstep.
My degree is generally 30 credits. 30
yeah,
credits.
Yeah, he's probably a lockstep program too.
Yeah.
Depends on how many classes you take, I guess.
Yeah. Okay.
Credits should require.
Yeah, but you usually pay by.
But credit. We need to know when he needs to know for the next semester. By don't register again until we figure it out, right? So we just need to know the deadline so we can work on it.
Well, do you want to just have him reimburse the town with us? Back to zero?
Let us decide first.
We voted to allow one exception, and that's what we just did. So yeah. We're there.
Yeah.
We'll figure out.
But we don't know yet what's next.
That's right. And we don't want him to do anything to.
Okay.
So I mean, he said he had direction to go ahead and do that. So he did it, and if he had a grievance against that, I think that'd probably stand up.
I did.
Well, no, I know that. I mean, he followed direction.
Right.
So. I think we have to get that set. Now we have to decide what the future is.
Right.
Okay. All set?
Yes.
Thanks, Chief.
Chief, you also had a letter of recommendation you want to ask about?
Your what?
Or is Steve bringing that up and says...
No.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
I didn't hear you.
Do you need a letter of recommendation approved for the Executive Fire Officer Program?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you have it?
I don't know if we...
It's in here.
It's in the Adobe file, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, to attend the Executive Fire Officer Program.
Right. And I'm trying to find it now. Which one was it?
It's
I know there's like 25,000 of them.
And if he were to get in,
Is it signed by the mayor?
This one doesn't have the mayor's signature, but
yeah,
it's one I drafted.
Okay, are you good with the letter? Is it what you think he needs to get in?
He hasn't seen it yet.
Is Ed good with it?
Well, I mean, it was written February 17th, so isn't that today?
Nancy said I approved it.
You want to read it?
I can read it to you.
No.
I make a motion that we approve recommendation for the Assistant Fire Chief Ed Kennedy to attend the Executive Fire Officers Program.
Can it wait for Dean to get back to sign it, or do you need... Do you need Craig to sign it, Nancy?
Is that him?
Is it a rush? There's time for
Kenny. Okay. I second your motion.
And that's Ed that's attending that...
Yes.
...program. Okay, what happened to Mr. Russell?
Is Mr. Russell not attending the same program, Chief?
This is a different program. I think it's only for chiefs and assistant fire chiefs. Harold, they just recently opened it up.
Do what?
It's only for chiefs or assistant fire chiefs.
That's correct.
And there's information in your packet about it. It's in Maryland.
Yeah.
Okay.
For 2 weeks at a time, I think.
2 weeks. 1 year is about a year, or I think 3 years.
It's a fairly prestigious program. It's hard to get into.
Right. It's similar to what Dennis did with the FBI stuff, right? It's like the fire equivalent.
Yeah.
Yes.
Correct.
That's with FEMA. That's good.
Mm-hmm. You're right. He's going to be working for us for 25 or 30 years.
Good.
Yep.
So we made a motion. And David seconded. So can we get approval?
Life away.
Do we have a motion and a second? I'm sorry.
Yeah. Motion and a second? Yeah. Yes, sir.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
So tell Ed he's going to the fire chief program today.
Well, he's got to be accepted. That's just the application.
Yeah.
Okay. Police Department. Public Works Department. All right. Discussion and consideration of old business. Move the March meeting to a different date. Okay.
Did Nancy present?
Because I'll have a calendar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's on here.
Okay.
Well, you also have a hard copy.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. I was looking at it.
It's
there you go.
That's
right. So,
did you guys decide not to go to D.C.? Because I don't see that on
no,
here.
No, we are going to D.C., yes.
That's not on here.
That's pretty much January.
Yeah. When's this March meeting? I'm looking at
it. So, can we do it on the 23rd, even though it's Monday instead of Tuesday night? Is there any issue? The calendar looked open.
Yeah,
The 23rd of March is the following Monday. The reason I ask is the 24th, Lisa wanted me to take her out of town for our anniversary.
That is not it.
Hey, I'm saying I propose the 23rd.
I don't have a problem with the 23rd.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. 23rd it is.
My motion is for the March meeting to be moved to 23 March, Monday at 6:30, or soon thereafter. There you go. Good. Okay. Nancy's up.
At the January retreat, I was directed by council to bring back a proposed organization chart and a revised job description for the finance officer and for myself to show how it would work if we split out the administration and the finance sections into two separate departments.
Sorry.
If you have information on this in your agenda packet and on the business right behind your calendar. The first organization chart that's in there is the existing one to show you how it's working now and the finance report sent to.
Down the bottom. Oh, yes.
Did you find it?
He did. He closed it just like I did a minute ago. That's right. Yeah. We're with you. Well, I wish you weren't sideways.
Okay. If you look at the second one behind that, it's a proposed one where it shows six separate departments. Right now we have five departments and finance reporting into me. This proposed one shows six separate departments with the finance department. The finance officer is department head reporting into council. And it should show two staff members in the finance department.
It does?
Yes.
And then it would show under mine three staff members. One of those is the event marketing coordinator. Mm-hmm. Any questions on that?
No.
Next to behind that is the town clerk revised job description. Most of the changes for that was removing finance or any relation to finance. Any reporting and duties to me. I also removed the office manager. Before I was somewhat supervising the finance staff in terms of their work hours and their vacation and their appraisals, evaluations, and so forth. That those duties will go with the finance department head rather than me. I would still, in terms of furniture and IT support and things like that, I would still provide those duties to the finance department as I did to all the other departments. The last two items on my revised job description, serve as deputy finance officer in town banking signatory. I do that now. Arlen and I discussed this. It's his preference that I remain as the deputy finance officer rather than to move someone within his department because we have so few people in finance. It gives us another separation of duties.
Right, just try to have better segregation of duties.
And then the last line is if he's out, I would supervise daily financial operations for the time that he's out. My job description shows it would be three full-time equivalent employees reporting to me. Personnel, maintain the town hall facility, town property and inventory, provide administrative support for all the council boards and committees and departments, and then third position is the overseas rental of town facilities and town swaps for programs at the Ocean Club Park. Any questions?
There aren't any significant changes there, are there, Nancy, to what you're already doing? I mean, it looks to me pretty much like
it gives me less to do.
You're still doing the negotiating on the vendor contracts.
Right, other than those directly related to finance, such as the audit contract, our payroll vendor, payroll is going to stay with finance, although I may bug on every once in a while with some input. What else? Anything?
She'll now be deputy finance officer.
Yeah, well, she's deputy finance officer. She's kind of that now, except from an organizational perspective, she's not deputy finance officer. But She.
Okay. So I'm going to be to sign in all its absence?
Yeah. Continue to sign. Okay.
On the finance budget officer job description, there aren't many changes other than the supervision is under the town council rather than underneath.
So
you would do the evaluation and appraisal.
So. So, one sec, I'm just trying to pick up on some of these.
I have a red line version.
Yeah, I'm looking at the red line for the finance position.
So, I was looking at the red line, and all the leases for like Matsu and curbside reduction, property liability, workers' comp, and the cell tower. Is that one in the red line version? I just am missing it? Or did that drop out completely?
It wasn't spelled out as much.
Okay. So, I mean, it's written down now and it disappeared from both of them because I couldn't find it in either one of them.
In the finance budget officer, page 2.
Okay.
It talks about negotiating new vendor contracts and it's related to financial operations.
I think he's talking about my original town clerk.
Yeah.
I redid some of it only to, I don't know that the original, I don't have the red line in front of me, actually says negotiate contracts. It's something I've been doing, but it wasn't really spelled out.
Well, the very first one that's on here has that. Let me make sure. Also, it's town clerk. Never mind. I'm looking at the town clerk one. I guess. So there's three job descriptions in here, not two, right?
No, there's two proposed and two existing that are redlined.
Okay. Okay.
The town clerk proposed is there with the red line, current existing town clerk, and then the finance officer proposed and the existing finance officer red line.
I have one tiny little request. Would you go through these and scan to see where it says town board and change it to town council?
Yes.
On the very, very last page of the finance officer, it still says town board.
I missed that one.
That's all right. I'm going to print them out and go through them side by side. So, I mean, you're not looking for action tonight, right? You're just giving them to us?
No, it says she's looking for action.
Okay.
Well, right now, budget-wise, if you make a decision, we wouldn't do anything budget through the end of June. However, for Arlen, with the upcoming proposed budget, he needs to know fairly soon if we're going to be splitting out into a separate finance budget, and the next meeting is going to be too late. So if you wait and decide on it later, we'll just have to go another year with the combined budget.
I would think we've already determined that we were okay maybe with the separation. Maybe what we're talking about is the details on the specifics for each. So I think we could probably, you're talking about two full-time equivalents or two full-time employees for finance. I think you can budget for separate departments. I mean, and just give us a chance to read through the job descriptions to make sure that we're fine with what you're giving up and what Arlen's taking on.
Yeah, I think that's what came out of the retreat is we're fine with doing this, so I think you can go ahead and work through the budget as two separate departments, but we got to work through all the details, right? So it's our understanding of the meeting is it's not going to hugely change the bottom line number of the budget. It's just going to move money around. So as long as we continue to understand that, I'm fine with that, and we'll work through all the details of this, right? So. I read through it, but traveling and Corny, I did not put them side by side and go through everything. And I think if things disappeared, I'm going to want to ask some questions about that. If they moved from one to the other, but everything that was in both of them are still there, then I'm probably not going to ask that much. But the Matsu lease was the first thing that caught my eye. And if I find others, I'll give you feedback on them. Nice. That's just where I'm going.
Nancy,
mine was much more streamlined than my other one, taking on some comments that Commissioner Swearingen made at the last time that one was. approved, and it was more to say splitting out between us, not that Arlen was doing the MOTSU, but at one point there was discussion between Sonny and I as to who would do that, and it was his preference that I work with those leases, so I was just trying to get it more defined.
Okay.
And see, I thought I had it kind of figured out because I see the red that is not lined through are responsibilities that have been added.
Right.
The red that is lined through are responsibilities that have been deleted from that particular position. But there is black with lines through, and I don't know what that's for.
She forgot to highlight it.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I just wanted to make sure there wasn't anything different relative to that. Yeah, so if we just... So,
okay. So what you need tonight is us to tell you that we're going to approve splitting two departments, so as you continue working on the budget, you can separate the two.
I think we're approving the departments and the headcount, so he can do the budget.
Right.
Right. And yeah. and all we're talking about is how the job descriptions mate.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. So I think we should proceed because, in that manner.
Yeah, you know, right now we have our four employees are split between general fund and war fund, and we're talking about are we going to want to split them again between finance, war fund, and general fund, and that, and general fund, and war fund, or are we just going to do finance?
We'll let you guys figure that out. But do you need a motion?
I guess what we should probably do. Yeah, I think we ought to have a motion that gives the three items, right? Which is approve the two departments, approve the headcount as defined, and then the last item being we'll defer the job descriptions until we get a chance to make them.
Right. Yeah.
So I make a motion that the budget assumption is that we split into two departments and that we accept the proposed organizational chart and we'll review the job descriptions and provide inputs for the March agenda.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. And you'll need to discuss the liaison.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. We'll do that in March, too.
Yep.
Everyone will be clamoring to work with Arlen.
Can we give up everything else?
Yeah, have some inputs? We'll wait until off. Yeah, not in the open meeting? Okay.
David's okay. So good at this.
Let me go with him. What's that?
David's so good at this, I nominate him.
We're not opening nominations yet.
There he is.
Not a bad idea.
So, okay. Number three, sir?
Yeah, go ahead. Number three.
So, I sent you guys emails, and then Nancy printed it out for you. I don't want to go through the whole packet. If you go to the discussions on the Sandman positions, which is 1, 2, 3, 4. It's page 6 and the one that says Sandman lot discussion, right? Mm-hmm. What I just want to make sure council is aware of is we're continuing to work with the two other entities about what everyone's position is on this property. And I want to make sure that as I'm communicating with them, you guys are comfortable with what I'm saying for the council, right? So really, the position of the town about this property, it's really two statements. Town has a property that is not clear what uses it can be used for. There's differing opinions as to if the property can be developed or disposed due to the history of how the town obtained the property and its previous use as a retention pond. The town wishes to clarify this issue formally for current and future councils. So I think that's what we talked about multiple times is our first issue is we just want to get all the facts and know where we are, right? And then the second kind of position is the town executed a release dated 15 August 2006 that indemnifies J.C. Hearn, Curie Beach Associates, and the Curie Dunes Homeowners Association, Inc. against claims or suits on account of the former stormwater detention pond. This was executed to have the property reconveyed to the town. And in the email I sent you, I made a copy of that, and I think Nancy put it on the back. So that's really the two positions I think we have right now. We want to clarify what we can do with it and understand at least what the two homeowners associations view their positions are. And then we recognize that we executed an indemnification when we get the deed reclaimed, which is kind of a problem. But that's where it is. It is what it is, right? So any concerns? We meet again this Thursday. Like I said at the last meeting, we'll continue open dialogue, but this one is a pretty thorny one to get through. So I don't know where we're going to get to, and I don't imagine we'll be meeting once a month, probably through midsummer, I think, before one or more groups get tired of that, I think. Or maybe we solve it. I don't know. That's all I have for the update.
Okay. Any questions?
Are you guys okay with that? I mean, anybody have any concerns with our position?
I thought your minutes were pretty concise as to what the issues were and what.
Well, we'll see. No one said they agree with anything I wrote, so we'll see. Yeah.
All right. Okay. That brings the agenda to a close. Do I have a motion?
Motion to close.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
It's done.
Good deal.
Here?
Let's go.
I got to go pick up Lisa.